This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. How did dogs become humans' best friend? Well, one idea is that docile wolves flock to waste dumps near human camps, but there are problems with that idea.
Because why would humans tolerate such a dangerous carnivore close to their camping sites?
Maria Latinen is an archaeologist at the Finnish Food Authority and the Natural History Museum in Helsinki. She points out that hunter-gatherers living during the time of wolf domestication, 14 to 29,000 years ago, also probably didn't stay put long enough to create generations' worth of trash. Writing in the journal Scientific Reports, she and her colleagues present a different hypothesis, that humans purposely shared their leftovers with wolves instead. Her team calculated the energy content of common Paleolithic prey, like moose, deer, and caribou, and they found there likely would have been more than enough meat to go around. Now that's because humans can't survive on protein alone, but wolves can, for months. So Latinen says we might have lobbed the leanest cuts their way.
So this one we would have given to the dogs and eaten the organs and bone marrows and the other fatty parts of the animals ourselves.
In other words, the meaty, pricey bits we prize today would have been what our ancestors threw to the dogs. Latinen says sharing our meat might have sparked a deeper relationship, too.
Because dogs are useful in very many ways, such as guardians, beast of burdens, they can pull a sledge, they can warn us from predators, you can use them as hunting aid.
And sooner or later, she says, the domesticated dog was born. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.